Well, if you have your Bibles, turn to the book of Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter 33. And while you're turning there, I'm going to begin to tell you about a guy named Rocky. Rocky was born March 5th, 1946 in Appleton, Wisconsin. He was nicknamed Rocky as a baby. He said, as the firstborn of the family, my dad was proud, as all parents are. And the guys would, "Hey, Bob, how's that new kid of yours?" And my dad would go, "Oh, you should see him, guys. Looks like a little rock sitting in that crib. He's got all these muscles." He says, "I'm just a fat baby is all. But when my dad saw me with all these muscles." So they'd come back and they'd say, "Hey, Bob, how's that little rock of yours?" So after that, that's how the name stuck. I was always Rocky. Rocky graduated from Xavier High School in Appleton, Wisconsin in 1964. And while in high school, he starred in football and in basketball. In football, he was a three-time All-American state pick as a running back. He also won all-conference honors at both linebacker and defensive back positions. He graduated from University of Notre Dame in 1968 with a degree in business management. In addition to starring in football, he was a member of their 1966 championship team, captain of the 1967 squad, was teammate and friends with quarterback Terry Hanratty. In 1968, Rocky Grett was drafted by the Pittsburgh Steelers, not falling within the ideal of what a running back should look like. Rocky had to run harder and play smarter to be able to stand out. But despite his drive and ability to make the big play, the Pittsburgh Steelers only considered him a late-round pick. But before the season was over, he was drafted again. This time, he was drafted by the United States Army. At the height of the Vietnam War, Rocky was thrust into combat early and was seriously wounded. On August 20th, while on patrol, he was wounded in the left thigh when his platoon was ambushed in a rice paddy. And while down, an enemy grenade landed nearby, sending shrapnel into his right leg. He was later awarded the Purple Heart, but receiving these wounds from both rifle and grenade fragments in his legs, he was barely able to walk. And it appeared that his football career was over even before it began. And while he was recovering in a hospital in Tokyo, doctors told him that he would never play football again. We'll finish that story later on. Deuteronomy chapter 33, verses 24 and 25. Deuteronomy chapter 33, verses 24 and 25. I'd like to talk to you this morning about a strange pair of shoes. A strange pair of shoes. Deuteronomy chapter 33, verses 24 and 25. "And of Asher he said, let Asher be blessed with children, let him be acceptable to his brethren, and let him dip his foot in oil. Thy shoe shall be iron and brass, and as thy days, so shall thy strength be." Verse 25, "Thy shoes shall be iron and brass, and as thy days, so shall thy strength be." And may the Lord add his blessing to his word this morning. Some of you might be familiar with the children's book entitled Alexander and the Horrible, Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day. Yeah, this little kid named Alexander has one of those days. You ever have one of those days where nothing goes right? And you wish you wouldn't have gotten out of bed in the morning? Stayed in bed, covered up your head? He had one of those days, according to the book. Nothing goes right. He has to he has back-to-back disappointments. It was a real downer. Take, for example, when he wakes up in the morning. He said, "I went to sleep with gum in my mouth, and now there's gum in my hair. And when I got out of bed this morning, I tripped on the skateboard, and by mistake, I dropped my sweater in the sink while the water was running. And I could tell it was going to be a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day. After a terrible day at school, a horrible visit to the dentist, and no good stop at the shoe store, Alexander jumps in his chair at the supper table. His troubles continued. They were having lima beans for dinner, and I hate lima beans. There was kissing on the TV, and I hate kissing. My bath was too hot. I got soap in my eyes. My marble went down the drain. And I had to wear my railroad pajamas. I hate my railroad pajamas. When I went to bed, Nick took back the pillow he said I could keep, and the Mickey Mouse nightlight burnt out, and I bit my tongue. The cat wants to sleep with Anthony, not with me. It has been a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day. I think all of us at times have had those days, right? No good, terrible, horribly bad days. And yet, when we have those days, I want you to know today that we have a God in heaven who's there to help us. And he's there to help us get through those bad days, and sometimes those bad days turn into bad weeks and bad months and even bad years. But the thing is that God is constant. He's the same. He won't change. He'll always be there for you. In Deuteronomy chapter 33 here, we find Moses blessing the 12 tribes of Israel. This is just before the death of Moses. And one of the last things he wants to do is bless these tribes. Each tribe is named, and each tribe is ascribed certain blessings. And our text describes Moses' blessing on the tribe of Asher. And by the way, the name Asher means prosperous, and his blessing is in reality an exposition of his name. Moses tells us that Asher would be blessed with children. In other words, he's telling him that you're going to have numerous children. There will be a lot of offspring in way of descendants. Moses also tells him that the tribe of Asher, that they would be acceptable to his brethren. Or in other words, he's telling them there that you're going to be favored by your brethren. Your brethren are going to be kind to you. They're going to look up to you. They're going to hold you in high regard. You will be favored among them. But now it's the rest of the blessing that interests me. And that's what I want us to consider today. Concerns a strange pair of shoes. So first of all, I want you to notice the strange apparel given to Asher. The strange apparel. Thy shoes, verse 25 tells us, shall be iron and brass. Would you agree that that is an unusual pair of shoes? Strange pair. Anybody here ever owned a pair of shoes made of iron and brass? I doubt it. There would be no Nikes, no velvet slippers for Asher. He's to wear hard and heavy shoes made of iron and brass. Now, some interpret that to mean that he will walk on iron and brass, meaning that the portion of the land that was given to him as an inheritance would be rich in minerals, and that it would be treasures that were under his feet. And then there's others that take this passage more literally, and I would approach the more of the literal meaning of this passage. And if I do that, then I have to ask myself a question. What do iron and brass shoes mean? What kind of shoes is Asher supposed to be wearing? Let me suggest, first of all, these shoes represent the hardness of life. The hardness of life. Iron and brass would make for some very hard shoes. No doubt that he's given these shoes because of the land that he was actually going to inherit. It was a territory that was among the rocky north coast, and it was a rugged and rough section, rocky piece of land that he would inherit. And that's why I think the literal interpretation of this is far more accurate. You're not going to find such minerals in that kind of area. And so here he's told that you are going to inherit a rocky, rough terrain, and I'm going to give you shoes made with iron and brass because it is going to be a difficult place to walk. Now, quite often, life's trials take us through rough and rocky and rugged terrain, doesn't it? Life is not always a bed of roses. Life is not always easy. Life sometimes is hard. Billy Bray said, I've had my trials and troubles. The Lord has given me both vinegar and honey, but he has given me the vinegar with a teaspoon and the honey with a ladle. Now, God may give us honey with a ladle and vinegar with a teaspoon, But the fact remains is that sometimes there is the vinegar in the teaspoon. Sometimes life is rugged. It's not what we expect. And it's difficult. A Jewish proverb says, all life is a war. Now, I don't agree with that all of life is war, but a big portion of life sometimes can be met with conflict emotionally and in the conflict within our heart. There are hard times. There are difficult times. There are emotionally tough times for us to handle. Another Jewish proverb says, every uphill has its downhill. Thank God that there are downhills in life, right? When we can just seem to coast and things are going well and things are going smooth and we're going ahead and we're making progress and life seems to be easy, but there are also the uphills, aren't there? There are times when the journey is not so easy and the climb is uphill. Sometimes life is hard. Those strange shoes also remind me not just of the hardness of life, but the heaviness of life. Sometimes life becomes heavy. Burdens are difficult to bear. Iron and brass would not only be heavy shoes, but they are hard shoes, but they would also be heavy. To me, it would be like walking around with concrete blocks on your feet. I think of the heaviness that the hard times bring. There are certain things that crush our hearts. There are certain burdens that are heavy to bear. The psalmist said in Psalm 119 and verse 28, my soul melteth for heaviness. And I think of Moses. There was a time when Moses was physically, mentally, and emotionally exhausted by the burden of caring for all of those people. And he said in Numbers chapter 11 and verse 14, I am not able to bear all this people alone, because it is too heavy for me. Sometimes the burdens of life become heavy for us, and we think, I cannot carry this heavy burden alone. I can't do it by myself anymore. The hardness of life is not without its heaviness. The problems of life are not without its pressures. The trials of life are not without its troubles. Life is not without its hardness and heaviness. Rarely does anybody go through their whole life without having to wear iron or brass shoes. I think everyone here today, if you were honest, you would admit that sometimes life is hard, sometimes the burdens are heavy. But I want you to notice, secondly, the sweet assurance that is given to Asher. Asher's shoes might be made of iron and brass. They might be hard and they might be heavy, but verse 25 says, and as thy days, so shall thy strength be. Okay, life was going to be hard, life was going to be heavy, but he also has the assurance that God will give him the strength that he needs in any situation. A number of years ago, Reader's Digest told a newspaper reporter who was seeking a story about a famous operation that was to be performed. The reporter was invited by the surgeon to go and view the surgery in the operating room and watch what was taking place. When the surgeon had finished scrubbing up and a nurse had prepared him for surgery, he walked over to the side of the room and bowed his head in prayer. When he was through praying, the astonished reporter asked, "Do you always pray before an operation?" With a smile, the surgeon said, "Always, because I never know what trouble I am going to run into and when I will have to turn the scalpel over to the great physician and bid him to carry on. Many times in my surgery, when I was at the end of my human ability, God has taken over where I left off." And you know, that is so true in life, isn't it? That sometimes we get to the end of our human ability. We have lost all of our natural strength. We've lost all of our physical strength. It's been hard. The weight's been heavy. The burden has been tough. And we just are exhausted and we think, I can't go on anymore. I can't handle this by myself anymore. And at that time, there's somebody who comes in our life and gives us strength that we didn't know that we possessed. And God himself comes and he helps us to stand strong and he gives us the strength that we need to get through that situation and the problems that we are facing. He's like, the shoes are hard. And God says, yeah, I know they're hard. But you know what? If you come unto me and you share your burdens with me, I will take the hardness of that burden and I will make it light. I'll share my burden with you. And my burden is not heavy. My burden is light. And we come and we say, oh God, this is just too heavy for me. This burden is too big for me to carry alone. And what does God say? He says, cast your burden upon me and I will sustain you. If you're here today and life is just, it's hard, it's heavy, I want you to know today that the Lord says that He has the strength that you need to get you through it. He'll take over when you've met the end of your resources. And what about this strength? Well, it's going to be strength that is provided for His days. Verse 25 says, as thy days, so shall thy strength be. Okay, He's promised what? He's promised strength. Everybody say that with me. Strength. Asher is promised strength. His portion was a rugged, rocky, rough terrain. But God would give him strength. God will give us, God will give you the strength for the hardness and heaviness of the rocky and rugged and rough terrain that you face in your life. Psalm 21:7, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? I like this. The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Who's the strength of our life? The Lord is. The Lord is the strength of my life. Psalm 31 and verse 24, be of good courage and He shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. When you are facing discouragement, you are discouraged because life is hard, life is heavy, you can be of good courage because the Lord will strengthen your heart. So you have to put your hope in Him. When our days are hard and heavy, like Nehemiah, our prayer ought to be, Nehemiah chapter 6 and verse 9, oh God, strengthen my hands. I don't know if you've ever thought about praying for strength before, but you need to pray for strength. You need to pray for strength when you find yourself in a hard place. When you find yourself in a place where you're carrying heavy burdens, you need to pray for God's strength. Michelle Baldwin in Today's Christian Woman told of how one afternoon her 5-year-old daughter Faith and her preschool brother Alfred were doing homework. Alfred kept saying, I can't do it. I'm sure every parent has heard these words before. I can't do it, or I don't know how to do it. It's too hard. On this particular afternoon, Faith responded with a Bible verse she had learned at school. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Alfred looked at his sister and replied, then you do it. You know, there are times, I'll be honest, there are times in my life when I come up against situations and I think to myself, I can't do this. I don't know how to do it. And I'd love to say to somebody else, you do it. Here, I'll just give it you. You do it. You know how to do it. You do it. But we can't do that, can we? What God wants to do is give you the strength. God wants to give you the strength to do it. But the thing is that He will do it through you. I mean, faith is right. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You can do all things, not by yourself, not in your own strength, your own ability. It'll be eventually things will become too hard and too heavy for you. But you can do all things through Christ who gives you strength. He's the one that gives you the strength to do it. And so there will be strength. There will be strength for your days. But also, there will be strength proportionate to your days. It was, as thy days, so shall thy strength be. It's the strength that is given in proportion to what kind of day you're having. Some days you need more strength than other days, right? Some days you can get by pretty much on your own, but there are other days that you need the Lord's strength. And it says, someone has said, strength for the longest day and the shortest day, for the darkest day and the brightest day, for the merriest day and saddest day, for the wedding day and for the funeral day. The greater the trial, the greater the strength. The heavier the load, the greater the strength. The harder the way, the greater the strength. It's like God has a bookkeeping ledger. There are two columns. In one column, it's written our days. And the other column, it's balanced with His strength. So strength for today, God will give you. He doesn't necessarily give you the strength for tomorrow today, but He gives you the strength day by day as you need it. But it also is going to be proportioned out over your lifetime. As long as you live, the psalmist is saying, God will give you strength. So don't worry about tomorrow. You know, tomorrow has enough problems of its own. Tomorrow will take care of itself. God will be in your tomorrows, and He'll give you the strength that you need to get through tomorrow. You take one day at a time, relying and trusting on God for the strength that you need for that day. I think of Elizabeth Elliot, you know, the wife of Jim Elliot, the missionary that was martyred by the Ocwe Indians in 1956. And years later, she married again. Her husband named Addison, and shortly after they married, Addison was diagnosed as having two entirely different, unique, unrelated, painful types of cancer. Day and night, Elizabeth literally had to care for him. She said she used to pray that God would give her strength to get her through the week. And then it got so difficult that she would pray that God would give her strength to get her through the day. Then she used to pray that somehow God would just give her strength to get through the hour. Because at 9 a.m. it was unbearable to think about how she would get through the 10 o'clock hour. And so she would pray for strength on a daily basis. God's strength is given to us proportionately for our days and for our hours, even our hours at the time that we need them. But lastly, I want you to notice the specific advice that is given to Asher. The advice is actually given to him before he's told that he's going to have these unique shoes. Verse 24, and of Asher he said, let Asher be blessed with children, let him be acceptable to his brethren. And here's the thing I want you to notice. Let him dip his foot in oil. Let him dip his foot in oil. So Moses tells Asher that he's going to have shoes. He's going to have to wear shoes that are made of iron and brass. And because you're going to have these shoes to wear, you need to dip your foot in oil. Now, again, the statement, shoes of iron and brass and dipping your foot in oil, commentators differ on what that means. There are those that says that the land is going to be rich in oil. Again, I doubt that that's the correct interpretation because of the particular terrain in which they were to live. And so there's also the literal approach. And I want to continue the theme of approaching this in a literal way. And as most of you know, oil in the Bible is symbolic of what? The Holy Spirit. Oil is symbolic of the Holy Spirit. Oftentimes in the Bible, people were anointed with oil. The oil was a symbol of being anointed with the Holy Spirit. Now, there's an important lesson for us to learn here. In the heaviness and the hardness of life, when we find ourselves wearing shoes that are made of iron and brass, when we find ourselves wearing shoes that are difficult to wear, they're just hard, they're heavy, we need to experience the presence, the power, and the provision of the Holy Spirit in our life. In days of difficulty, we need the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And so just like you would pray for strength, you need to pray for the anointing and the blessing and the provision of the Holy Spirit in your life. Why? Because it will, first of all, protect you in your difficult days. The Holy Spirit will protect you in your difficult days. I would say that if one is going to wear iron and brass shoes, and if you don't like blisters, I recommend that you dip your foot in oil. When you're going through difficult days and difficult times, if one is not careful, you can be blistered by those painful experiences. You know what? I've seen it. I've seen it happen to people. They've gone through hard times. They've tried to carry some heavy burdens. And what has happened during those times, if they have allowed themselves to become blistered and bitter by those experiences. That's not what God wants for you. God does not want you to become bitter and blistered over the hard and difficult times of life. Times of hardness and heaviness often leaves people resentful and bitter and blistered. But each day we can begin by dipping our foot in oil. It will keep us from being blistered by the experiences of life. The Holy Spirit will anoint you, as the psalmist described, with the oil of gladness. So every day when you get up, what you need to do is you need to dip your foot in oil. In fact, especially if you're going through a hard and difficult time, you need to do that. You need to say, Lord, anoint me with your Spirit today. But even if you're not going through a difficult time or a hard time in life, you don't know what that day is going to bring, do you? One day can change a lifetime. You don't know what you're going to run up against that day. You don't know what experiences you're going to have that day. So every day I would encourage you to just dip your foot in oil, that you would just come to the Lord and say, Lord, I need your Spirit today. Lord, would you fill me with your Spirit? Lord, I dip my foot in oil. I dip my foot in your Spirit today. Anoint me with oil. Anoint me with the oil of gladness. The Holy Spirit will do that. And instead of being blistered by difficult experiences, your heart can be kept full of joy. Also, the Holy Spirit, though, prepares us for our difficult days. And I just alluded to that. The purpose of dipping the foot in oil was to prepare them for the day ahead in which they would wear shoes of iron and brass. So it would both protect and prepare to wear shoes of iron and brass. God said that He would give strength for our days. The Holy Spirit is God's channel for bringing that strength. The Holy Spirit is God's channel for bringing God's strength into your life. He's the one who equips us and enables us to get through our day. There are some here today. Your foot needs to be dipped in oil, right? You've got some hard times. You're carrying some heavy loads, some heavy burdens. You need to dip your foot in oil today. You're wearing shoes of iron and brass. You need God to touch your life today with a fresh anointing. You need a fresh touch from God today. You need the Holy Spirit to reach out and touch you. There are some here that need to start your day dipping your foot in oil every day. In fact, I would say all of us need to do that because it'll protect us. And it'll prepare us for what we're going to face that day. You need to meet God at the beginning of the day and let God, through the person of the Holy Spirit, give you what you need to help you get through. I'll be honest, there are many days when I wish I could wear Nikes and stay in velvet slippers all day long. God says, no, not today. I've got a different pair of shoes. I had a strange pair of shoes for you. These are shoes that are made of iron and brass. You can wear these shoes today, but don't fear. Don't fear. Because I will be there to give you strength. I will be there to give you strength. And what you need to do is dip your foot in oil. Allow the Holy Spirit to anoint you and touch your life that day. Rocky had been injured in Vietnam. It looked like his football career was over, in fact. The doctor told him that he would never play football again. Rocky played in the first four Pittsburgh Steelers Super Bowl victories. Caught the touchdown pass from Terry Bradshaw that gave Pittsburgh a lead that it would never lose in Super Bowl 13. Rocky Blyer, you might have heard of him, Rocky Blyer. Some of you younger ones haven't. Some of you that followed football in the 70s have heard of the name of Rocky Blyer. Retired after the 1980 season with 3,865 rushing yards, 136 receptions for 1,294 yards, and 25 touchdowns. At the time of his retirement, he was the Steelers' fourth all-time leading rusher. I was going to play a video clip today. I didn't. It was Rocky Blyer's last touchdown, and as the people stood on their feet and chanted, "Rocky, Rocky, Rocky." I thought about playing it, but I didn't want to draw attention to the man, but I do want to draw attention to Jesus Christ. Here's Rocky Blyer. Here's a man, by all accounts, was never to play football in the first place because he was not made of football stuff. And then, when he finally got his chance, here came the shoes of iron and brass. You'll never play football again. You probably won't even be able to walk without a limp again, let alone play football. That didn't stop Rocky Blyer. God gave him the strength to go out and not only play football, but to play on four Super Bowl winning teams. Playing in an AFC championship game, scoring a touchdown in the last few minutes to let Pittsburgh get to the Super Bowl. I want you to know today that the devil is going to say to you, you are living in a rough and rocky and rugged terrain. And what is your life? Your life has given you hard times and burdens, and you are wearing shoes of iron and brass, and you might as well just give up because you're not going to go anywhere in life with those shoes on. That's what the devil would say to you. But God comes and God says, hey, I know your life. I know the terrain that you're facing. I know the ruggedness of life that you have. I know you have shoes of iron and brass. But you know what? You don't need to let those shoes discourage you. You don't need to let those shoes stop you, because I'm coming my way with my strength. And I want you to know that you can do all things through me as I give you strength. Not just some things, you can do all things through Christ who gives you strength. And even on top of that, I will not only give you strength, but I will give you my Spirit. I will anoint you with my Spirit, and I will prepare your hearts, and I will do a work in your hearts that will help you not only survive life, but thrive. Make you a winner. Make you a Super Bowl, a super Christian winner. In fact, Paul says, we are more than conquerors through who? Christ, who loved us and gave himself for us. And that word more than conquerors means super conquerors. We are Super Bowl conquerors through Christ, who loved us and gave himself for us. You're not just going to win by the skin of your teeth. You're going to win like the Badgers did yesterday, 83-20. Scoring a touchdown or a field goal every time they had the ball. You can win in every situation of life. Can I have your heads bowed and your eyes closed this morning? I know that there are some of you today that need to dip your foot in oil. I know that you have some hard times and some heavy burdens. I know you need to dip your foot in oil today. I know you need God's strength. And I also believe that every one of us should dip our foot in oil, because we don't know. We just don't know what the rest of the day holds, or the future would hold for us. And we need to be prepared. We need to be prepared. First of all, I'd just like to ask, how many of you here today say, Pastor, I'm wearing shoes of iron and brass. There are some hard times. There's some heavy times right now, and I'm wearing those shoes. Would you pray for me? Could I see your hand? Just raise it up and then down. Amen. 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 God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you. Pastor Kelly, would you come back? While he's coming, let's just ask the Lord to help us right now. Ask Him for His strength and for His help. Father, we just come to You today. Lord, there are many here today that are wearing shoes of iron and brass. I pray today, Lord, that they would meet You. They would meet You and find the strength that they need. I pray today that they would meet up with Your Holy Spirit, who would do a work in their life and anoint them today with fresh oil. Fresh oil. Today's oil needs to be fresh, Lord. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.